This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The country hit hardest by the new coronavirus has surpassed a sobering number. More than 100,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. Worldwide, the number of dead from the respiratory illness is almost 356,000. There are nearly 5.7 million confirmed cases globally, and just shy of 1.7 million in the U.S. Brazil has emerged as the latest epicenter in the coronavirus pandemic. The health ministry said it had confirmed a daily toll exceeding 1,000 for the fifth time since the crisis accelerated in Brazil last week. The country has more confirmed cases of COVID-19 than any other country except the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday the European Union should take more global responsibility in the coronavirus crisis, especially as ties with the United States were currently, as she calls it, difficult. In a speech outlining Germany's priorities when it takes over the EU's rotating presidency in July, President Merkel said the economic and social upheaval from the pandemic has turned the world upside down. The Philippines Coronavirus Task Force has recommended to the president easing lockdown measures in Manila June 1st, despite the country still reporting some of its highest daily numbers of COVID-19 cases and missing testing targets. The president will address the nation later Thursday about his decision on the containment measures. The restrictions, introduced in mid-March and eased slightly in mid-May to jumpstart the economy, are set to expire May 31st. For more on these or any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An influential